reading this week was Isaiah 42 through, I believe it was Isaiah 65. But I'm going to go ahead and expand it just a little bit and cover Isaiah 40 through 66. My focus tonight actually is intended to be more on the songs that came from Isaiah, but I'm going to go ahead and do a quick overview of the, especially the last part of the book, to get that done, and then we'll get into some songs as well, and we'll see how much time I have for that. So mostly I just borrowed my dad's outline of the survey of Isaiah, because he had a lot of interesting information in it. As far as some other information besides the direct outline, as was pointed out last week, Isaiah's name means Yahweh is salvation, and as with a lot of prophets, his name actually is a good summary of the book that he wrote. Similar things also occur with several of the other prophets. It is the most quoted book it's the most quoted Old Testament book. And it's called the Messianic prophet because of how much the Messiah is mentioned and described in these prophecies. There are two distinct sections to Isaiah. This I found really interesting. Chapters 1 through 39 and chapters 40 through 66. This has led some people to say that it was written by two different people. However, though the first 39 chapters focus on the past and present, and the last 27 chapters focus on the future, the style of writing is still very similar. The reason that people try to argue this is because in Isaiah 44 and verse 28 and 45 verse 1, Cyrus is named 150 years before his reign. And so some people try to argue that, or don't believe in prophecy, so they try and argue that it can't actually be that written before that time. But they still can't explain his detailed prophecies of the Messiah, and that we have copies that predate Jesus by 200 years. Good luck with that. One other thing I found really fascinating is Bruce Wilkinson, in Talk Through the Bible, points out that Isaiah has 66 chapters, just as there are 66 books in the Bible. The first 39 chapters of Isaiah deal with righteousness, holiness, and the justice of God, and Israel's just condemnation, just like the 39 books of the Old Testament. The last 27 chapters deal with God's glory and compassion, and discusses the Messiah's role in salvation, and gives a message of hope, just like the 27 books of the New Testament. I found that very fascinating. As a little bit of history on Isaiah worked as a prophet for 40 years, spanning the reign of four kings of Judah. His work centered in Jerusalem. He started near the end of Uzziah's reign and continued through Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah's reigns. In Isaiah chapter 37 and verse 38, we'll go ahead and read that real quick. Isaiah 37, verse 38. And as he was worshiping in the house of Nisroch, his god, Adrammelech and Sharezer, his sons, struck him down with the sword. And after they escaped into the land of Ararat, Esarhaddon, his son, reigned in his place. This is talking about the death of Sennacherib. And we know historically that occurred 5 years after Hezekiah's death. So Isaiah's life did actually extend into Manasseh's reign as well, by at least a few years. He was actually from the upper class of Judah. Jewish tradition is that he was a cousin of King Uzziah. His wife was a prophetess, from Isaiah chapter 8, verse 3, and he had at least two sons that were mentioned in the book, chapter 7, verse 3, and chapter 8, verse 3 and 4. Jewish tradition, clearly not inspired, says that Isaiah was sawn in two by Manasseh, and is thus who was referred to in Hebrews 11 and verse 37, it's a possibility we don't know for sure. But that's the Jewish tradition. He was probably among the prophets recording events in 1 and 2 Kings. And about 150 years before Isaiah, Assyria was expanding its borders. Early in Isaiah's life, Israel was carried away into captivity by Assyria, and it took about 13 years for Israel to fall. Assyria then threatened Judah, but was stopped by an angel of God at Jerusalem. Even after its withdrawal, it remained a threat. Thus, Isaiah's whole life was lived under that threat. As a quick outline of the book, as was mentioned, the Isaiah chapter 1 through 35 is a condemnation of the past. He condemns Judah in chapters 1 through 12, condemning the nations around in Isaiah 13 through 23. The day of the Lord is talked about in Isaiah 24 through 27, and woes and blessings in Isaiah 28 through 35. And then it has a brief discussion of the present that was happening at the time with Hezekiah's reign in Isaiah 36 through 39. And then what we're focusing on here is Isaiah 40 through 66. Starting in chapter 40, it talks about Israel's deliverance. Chapter 40 itself talks about his deliverance and the character of God. Isaiah 41 is about God's greatness. 42 talks about God's servant. Israel's restoration is talked about in 43 through 44. 45 speaks of God's use of Cyrus. And Babylon's destruction in 46 through 48. In 49 through 57, it talks about Israel's deliverer. His mission in chapter 49, his obedience in chapter 50, his encouragement in chapter 51 through the first part of 52, his atonement in 52 verse 13 through 53 verse 12, his promise to restore Israel in chapter 54, his invitation to the world in 55 through 56 verse 8, and his rebuke of the wicked in 56 verse 9 through the end of 57. And then it speaks of the glorious future, and starting in chapter 58. It discusses blessings of true worship in chapter 58, the sins of Israel in 59, the glory of the kingdom in Isaiah chapter 60, the Messiah in chapter 61, Jerusalem's future in chapter 62, God's vengeance is the first six verses of 63, the prayer of the remnant in 63 verse 7 through 64 verse 12, and God's answer to that prayer in the first 16 verses of 65, and then the glorious end in chapter 65 verse 17 through 66 verse 12. That's a very quick overview and outline of Isaiah. Well, that lasted a lot less time than I expected. We get to sing a lot. Okay, so I was trying to find as many songs as I could that were taken from the book of Isaiah. And we will not sing all these, but because my list is a full page long. There are a few that I would like to read the verses that they came from and go ahead and sing at least the verse or verses that the song was that really came from the passage in the Bible. Isaiah chapter 40 and verses 6 through 8. Isaiah 40 and verse 6 through 8. It reads, "A voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows on it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever." And this clearly makes me think of the song as the life of a flower. So we'll go ahead and sing that. Song number 570 in our book here. Song number 570.
As the life of a flower, as a breath or a sigh, so the years that we live as a dream hasten by. Today we are here, but tomorrow may see just a grave in the veil and the memory of me. As the life of a flower,
chapter 40 and verse 11, it says, "He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young." There's a few songs that reference something along this line. The first verse of Praise Him, Praise Him. It's song number 54 in the book. It says, "Praise him, praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, his wonderful love proclaim. Hail him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to his holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard his children. In his arms he carries them all day long." Also, one that I was hoping to be able to sing and introduce a few more verses, but I didn't manage to make sure we got the PowerPoint up, so, oh well, we won't be singing it. How firm a foundation. Our book, it's song number 296. I found out today just how heavily the song actually pulls from Isaiah in various verses. There are actually 7 verses to this song. I'm actually not familiar with, I think it was technically the 2nd verse, but the songbook we used back home has 6 of the 7 verses, and I believe it was 4 of those actually pulled from Isaiah. The 5th verse of that, let me pull up the words to that, I can just read them off for you. The 5th verse of it is, "Even down to old age, all my people shall prove my sovereign, eternal, unchangeable love. And when hoary hairs shall their temples adorn, like lambs they shall still in my bosom be born. Clearly referencing this verse. If you turn over to 41 and verse 10, this is the second verse that we have in our book. It says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold you with my righteous right hand." If you look at the words in the book, it says, "Fear not, I am with thee. Oh, be not dismayed, for I am thy God and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand, upheld by my gracious, omnipotent hand." Very, very close to the word for word there. If you look at chapter 43 in verse 2, there's actually two verses from the song that were taken from this one verse in the Bible. The Bible verse says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you." And the two verses from the song are, "When through the deep waters I call thee to go, the rivers of woe shall not thee overflow. For I will be with thee, thy troubles to bless, and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. When through fiery trials thy pathways shall lie, my grace all-sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine." So I really like that song even more now. I knew it was a good song. I knew it had a lot of scriptural basis to it, but it's neat just to see how heavily it's taken from Isaiah here. So moving on, Isaiah 40 and verse 26. Isaiah 40, verse 26, it says, "Lift up your eyes on high and see, who created these? He who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing." Song number 573. We'll just sing the first verse of this song. Song number 573, "Can You Count the Stars?"
No. Can you count the stars of evening that are shining in the sky? Can you count the clouds at daily over all the world go by? God the Lord, who doth not slumber, keepeth all the boundless number, but he careth more for thee, but he careth more for thee.
And then the very well-known passage at the end of Isaiah chapter 40, starting in verse 28. "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." There, and song number 7 in our book, "Saints Lift Your Voices," is also taken from this song. There's one that I know of from the songbook we had for home, "Praise for the Lord," is "Teach Me, Lord, to Wait." I wish that was in this book. That's a nice song. And also in our supplement, we'll go ahead and sing "I Will Call Upon the Lord," just the third verse. Just verse 3, number 110 in the supplement.
I will wait upon the Lord. He will fill me with new strength. I will fly with wings like an eagle. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord.
Okay, moving on. In chapter 41 and verse 10, we read this with the How Firm a Foundation. Also, the song, God Will Take Care of You, is also very heavily pulled from this verse. That's number 462, if you want to look at that. I'm not seeing that right at the moment. Be not dismayed, whate'er betide. God will take care of you. Ooh, beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. And so let's see here. Moving on down my list some more. So verse 40, or chapter 41, verse 13. It says, "For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you." And also 42 and verse 6. "I am the Lord, I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you." So if you turn in your books, song number 104, song number 104, "Precious Lord, Take My Hand." While you're flipping there, there's a couple other songs that were also heavily taken on this idea. "Take My Hand and Lead Me," "Jesus, Hold My Hand," and "Hand in Hand with Jesus," all similar ideas from this. "Precious," or "Take My Hand, Precious Lord." Song number 104.
And also, "When my way groweth drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is all, most gone, hear my cry.
Chapter 41, verse 18, it reads, get over there, "I will open the rivers on the bare heights and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water. The song "Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross" is 154 in our book. The first lines of that song are from this idea. Jesus, keep me near the cross. There a precious fountain, free to all, a healing stream, flows from Calvary's mountain. Let's see here. In 45 and verse 9, chapter 45, verse 9, says, woe to him who strives with him who formed him, a pot among earthen pots. Does the clay say to him who forms it, what are you making? Or your work has no handles. Also, chapter 64 and verse 8 uses the same metaphor. Chapter 64 and verse 8. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. In the songbook, song number 111. Song number 111. Clay in the potter's hand. Do we know this song? I don't know if you do. Okay. It's a class period. We can learn. All right. No. Oh, Lord, you know my strength indeed is small.
Through this pilgrim land.
Another song that's also based on that is "Have Thine Own Way, Lord," and which is song number 146. Let's see, I'm getting myself all mixed up here. All these numbers. 45 and verse 21. Chapter 45 and verse 21. "Declare and present your case. Let them take counsel together. Who told this long ago? Who declared it of old? Was it not I, the Lord? And there is no other God besides me. A righteous God and a Savior, there is none besides me." It made me think of our God, He is alive. And verse 23 in the same chapter. "By myself I have sworn, from my mouth has gone out in righteousness, a word that shall not return. To me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear allegiance." In our supplement book, I believe it was in here. I forgot to write down the number on that one. Let's see, on bended knee, where is it? Yeah, song number 21 in the supplement. We're short on time. I think I might skip singing that one right at the moment. As we sang earlier, "He Leadeth Me" was taken from Isaiah 48 and verse 17. "Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go." 48 verse 18. "Oh, that you had paid attention to my commandments. Then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea." Also, 66 in verse 12 also has a similar reference. "For thus says the Lord, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the nations like an overflowing stream." As far as I found, that's the only reference to peace like a river in the Bible, those two verses, which is the start of "It is well with my soul, when peace like a river attendeth my way." Let's see. 53 is a very, very popular chapter. "Hallelujah, what a Savior," is taken from the roughly verses 3 through 5. "He carried my sorrows." I would like to sing that song, but do we have time? I'm not sure. "Burdens are lifted at Calvary, at the cross, and O Sacred Head" are all from this passage, and that's probably nowhere near an exhaustive list. Verse 6 of this chapter, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Song number 149 in the book, the first two verses of this are very similar to this verse in the Bible. It says, "I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me, how he left his home in glory for the cross of Calvary. I was lost, but Jesus found me, found the sheep that went astray, threw his loving arms around me, drew me back unto his way." Chapter 54 and verse 17. Verse 17, "No weapon that is fashioned against you shall succeed, and you shall confute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication from me, declares the Lord." If you look in your supplement, song number 7. Song number 7. Oops. Sorry. Song number 4. "The battle belongs to the Lord." It uses the same phrase in the first verse. "No weapon that's fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord." Fifty-five, verse 1, "Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, he that has no money, come, buy and eat, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price." There's a fountain free and God is the fountain whence. Both of these have similar ideas here. 55, verse 6 and 7. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Song number 311 in the hymnal. I think we can sing this as a closing song. Hold your fingers there. I'm going to go quickly through the rest of my list. 55 verses 10 and 11 have strongly resemble some of the words from We Thank Thee, O Father. 56 verses 6 through 7, similar to We Shall Assemble from the supplement. Song, or chapter 61 verse 1, Jesus I Come, is taken from there. Chapter 62 and verses 1 through 4 is one I found really interesting, where it says, "But you shall be called my delight, and is in her, and your land married." The word "married" there is Beulah. So the song "Beulah Land," which is not in this book, is actually talking, and not about heaven, but it's actually talking about the church, because "O Beulah Land, sweet Beulah Land, upon this mount I stand and look away beyond the sea." So we're talking about looking to heaven. Chapter 63, verses 3 through 6, the first verse of the Battle Hymn of the Republic is taken from that. And also 63 and verse 15 made me think of "There is a habitation." So we'll end with song number 311, "Why Not Now?" After this song, we'll have our closing prayer. Okay, if you would like to, please stand for this song.
No, while we pray and